This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell, joined by Scott Cooper for covering the Marblehead-Swampscott game for the Marblehead-Swampscott Reporter. And Scott, what are you looking at this year? What are we looking at? Obviously, Swampscott's coming into this year's game with a much better record than they've had in the last few years. And I don't know, what do you think?
Well, one of the interesting things, Bill, is the Big Blue have been on that turf field playing and practicing. So now, you know, when they stepped on the field over there a couple of years ago in Marblehead, it was a track meet, and unfortunately they got blown out. The game was a little bit more competitive last year in a muddy field, but I think, you know, the Swampscott's acclimated to the turf now because they've got it over Bloxage. The only problem that Swampscott have is going to have depth, because Marblehead's got the numbers. They're very deep at a lot of skill positions, and Swampscott has some solid players, but just not the depth that Marblehead has. So they're going to have to, you know, all hands on deck for the Big Blue Thursday morning.
You know, I've seen Swampscott a few times this year. It's funny. I don't think I've actually seen Marblehead this year, although I've done some features on them. But which team's bigger, do you think, Scott? I was thinking that Marblehead would be, but they are in a few places. But across the board, is there a size advantage for either team, do you think?
Marblehead's quarterback.
Well, I know, besides the quarterback, yeah.
6'7". the Swampscott kids have been playing, you know, most of them have been starting on the varsity since they were sophomores, so they're taking their lumps, you know, they're bigger and stronger and faster now, and so hopefully the game is going to be more competitive than it has been the last couple of years. You know, Colin Frary has put up some great offensive numbers, but the Marblehead kids have done as well. Derek Marino receiving, Marblehead's deep with running backs. Just there's a lot of skilled players. I'm pretty sure it's going to be an offensive show Thursday morning.
Yeah, that's probably a good bet. You're right on that. And obviously, Swampscott can move the football. Marblehead has shown that they can move the football. And you mentioned Andy Klaus, 6'7" at quarterback. Obviously, that's an unusual story this year. Him being, the number four choice finally? But
he was not going to be in the quarterback position, but injuries and struggling offense, and there he is. I talked to him the other day, and he said, you know, the records don't mean anything. But both teams could be 0-10, but everyone's going to be given that they're all on the field on Thanksgiving. You know, Marblehead had a little bit of a downer, losing a week or so ago to Melrose, but Close said that they shook that one off, and now all the focus on is beating Swampscott, so they can make it 5 in a row for Marblehead.
Yeah. Have you any idea on what the teams are thinking heading into the game this week? Any updates?
Well, Jimmy Rudloff said that his team's going to be focused. You know, they've been really trying to mimic the Swampscott offense and, you know, tightening up on defense, you know, going after an explosive offense and really just fine-tuning their offense so they're ready on that end. And, you know, as a side note, I spoke to Brian Santry, who was the quarterback the last time Swampscott won in 2012. And so the last time the Big Blue won on Thanksgiving, Santry has gone to Mass Maritime Academy. He's graduated, and he's in the workforce, and he's a member of the Army National Guard. So it's been a while since Swampscott won.
He's contributing to his pension, right? Yeah.
He's joined the workforce. He's got his call. He graduated last spring, and now he's working as a security analyst. And so it's been a long time since Thanksgiving meals in Swampscott were a little bit depressing for the football guys.
Yeah, and you know, Scott, I'm thinking back. Do you remember that the Swampscott Marblehead game had some great games? I think back in the 80s and 90s when the two teams would meet, and it just hasn't been that close the last few years. But this year, I think it's going to be a little more interesting for sure, as you've noted. Any particular games stand out, Scott, in the last 25 years you've been covering this thing?
Well, I remember back in the 80s when Marblehead scored a late touchdown to win it, and everyone was stunned because it looked like Swampscott was going to win that game. In 2012, when the Big Blue had Mike Walsh and a really big offense, and it was Will Quigley in Marblehead that knocked him out on Thanksgiving Day and kept Swampscott out of the playoffs. So that was a pretty big game.
Yeah. There have been a number of upsets over the years. I just can't recall them, but I just know that there were so many over the years upsets in that game. And so this would be a Swampscott upset, I think, for sure, if they were to go up there and win on Thanksgiving. All right, Scott, anything else?
The Big Blue won. Oh, I'm sorry, Bill.
No, go ahead.
I was the Marblehead came into Thanksgiving, I want to say it was 2010, and they, as Swampscott was up by 7 points, and Marblehead scored a touchdown with about 20 seconds left on the clock, and Jimmy Rudloff decided to go for two. He wanted to get the win. You know, what the heck, nothing to lose. I think Marblehead was 3-7 or 4-6, so they gambled to go to two to win the game, but the pass got deflected, and Swampscott hung on by a point. I thought that was a real interesting call. I was very impressed by that.
Yeah, exactly right. In fact, we saw that same play I call, I guess, with the Danvers and Tewksbury in that game a few weeks ago in the playoff game.
Yeah,
similar deal.
Correct, yeah.
Yeah. What, I'm right? I'm right once?
You are, you're right, yeah. I'm looking for a lot of points on Thursday morning, Bill. Let's put it that way. A high-scoring affair.
There you go. Well, I think that's probably the best information that I've heard, and I would be surprised. You're right. All right, Scott, great talking with you, and have a great Thanksgiving.
Yes, you as well, Bill. Talk to you later.
Yep. Scott Cooper here on MSO News Sports.